an accomplishment to be in a place and pastor in an area for 31 years. And so wonderful to be able to see the fruit of Brother and Sister Harrington's labor here. Hallelujah. And I feel totally privileged on my position to be able to be here tonight. I'm going to preach something tonight that I hope you're ready for. I don't know if this is an anniversary message tonight, but I believe this is a revival message tonight. And I'm interested in revival. I sure do pick up a fire burning in your pastor's heart tonight. And I'm going to tell on myself tonight, if that's all right. I was feeling after the Lord about this service, and a couple of nights ago, up in my office till after midnight, and I went over some things that I thought might be a possibility of what the Lord would want for this service, and I got just a, I knew I was going to go to my mother's house and be there for a day, and anyway, I just got a big stack of things that I thought might somewhere in and that might be what the Lord would want. But there was one message that I had really felt, you know, kind of a tug toward that direction. And I had pushed it to the side because, just to tell the truth, you know, there's some messages takes a lot out of you when you preach them, and sometimes if it's not done right, it can really go south for you if God's not in it. And so I just kind of casually pushed that thing to the side, along with some other things. And so I got in the bed about 1 o'clock, and I was getting up at a little after 5 to get ready to catch a plane. And so I had 2 stacks. And so when I got up, and I was in service Wednesday night in Mississippi. Anyway, so I flew out Wednesday morning, and everything was fine until I opened my briefcase, and I discovered I had grabbed the wrong stack. Now, I've been preaching right at 40 years, so I can preach without notes. It's not just that. But this is the one right here that I was trying to get away from when I went through the stack. It just jumped out at me. And so he talked about old-time Pentecost, and my mother and I talked about old-time Pentecost and revivals, and Brother H.B. Morgan baptized her in Zavala, Texas, many, many, many years ago. Big revival where a lot of our family came in. Brother Joe Duke came. He had not, I don't think, officially started preaching, but he was praying. And Brother Henderson was preaching a revival, and when he'd get through preaching every night, he'd turn it over to Brother